Sports Talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff Byers got Geezy with you, and Gene Weller, Toys for Tots, joining us in studio. It is that time of the year once again. Gene, as always, we appreciate your taking the time. Good to see you.
Thank you.
For folks that don't know, maybe we have folks that are new to the area, it's Toys for Tots. Hard to imagine, but maybe there's somebody out there that I don't know what these guys are talking about. Give us a little bit of the background of the Toys for Tots.
Well, Toys for Tots started with one Raggedy Ann doll in 1947 in Los Angeles. A Marine Reserve major, his wife made that doll and asked her husband to find a home for it. Well, 1947, just after the war, there were plenty of orphans that were out there and realized there was no mechanism to try to reach and provide some toys for these needy children. That reserve unit that year collected 5,000 toys. Well, that Marine Reserve major, that he happened for his full-time job to be a VP of some company, Warner Brothers?
I remember hearing
somebody named Walt Disney, who created the Toys for Tots train logo on a napkin.
No kidding.
Yes. So since then, well, actually 1948, the Commandant of the Marine Corps said that Toys for Tots at reserve units across the country, it was not an option. And so that's where it really began. We started our campaign here in Center County in 1987. The Marine Corps created a foundation to oversee all this in 1990. Around 91, there were around 180 reserve units and about 67 others of us. Now we're down to about 130 reserve units, but the total count of campaigns is about 874 at last count.
Man, that's very impressive. It is obviously a passion of yours, or you wouldn't have stayed involved
for 39 years.
As long as you have. Is that what it is, 39?
Well, it is the 39th campaign.
Why does it hold meaning to you? It means a lot to you.
Well, initially I was a reserve officer when we had a Marine Air Group in Willow Grove, which was 200 miles away from here. So it being a reserve function, felt a need to be involved. But again, I couldn't really drive 200 miles to be able to participate because you didn't do it on drill weekends. So I managed to borrow some letterhead and some posters, and the Marine Corps League. And I said, yeah, we'll help you here as long as you become a member. So I became a member of the Marine Corps League at that time. But it is something that, I mean, gee, if you want to be involved in a charity, what's better than trying to get toys for needy children during the Christmas holidays under the auspices of the United States Marine Corps? But it really does become something that becomes part of your life. We have so many folks that they look forward to doing this every year. We have people, we just had our kickoff breakfast on Monday. There were a couple of folks there that have been there for 20 years coming to our kickoff breakfast.
Let's go over the different ways people can get involved and what exactly they can drop off here when it comes to the toys, what you're looking for.
Well, we have about 250 collection points throughout Center County, another 30 in Mifflin County. They can drop off a new and unwrapped toy. The other thing is that the boxes should all have a QR code on it, that monetary donations are also very important. That we here in Center County have used the food pantries to identify those in need. They give me a list by age and gender. We don't see names or addresses, and basically we're filling those orders. And last year was not atypical. It was a little over 50% of the children they identified were age 10 and above. So it's not always toys that are necessary. And so we use those monetary donations. We have access to over a dozen wholesalers, and we're able to buy things like jewelry, health and beauty items, curling irons, sports equipment, sleeping bags, fishing rods, I mean, a variety of things, than earbuds and headphones that would be more appropriate for those older age kids. And so those monetary donations, they go to the Toys for Tots Foundation, but when they go through that QR code or directly to our Center County campaign, they're held in a subaccount for our use here.
We've had several folks from the food banks in over the last couple of years that we've been back on the air here, and the demand there is clearly going up. Same with the need for toys. The lists that you're getting, are they rising here or holding about steady?
I can't answer that yet. But again, the food pantries are those that identify them, and yes, they are indicating that there is greater need, which raises one other point. It was probably about 15, 18 years ago, then Bob Ott, the adult services director for the county and oversees or the food pantries, wanted to meet with my wife and I at my office and said, hey, is there a way, since the food pantries are so actively involved, that you can collect food? And my wife kicked me under my desk and says, yes, we can. So what happens to any food that would be left with the toys, we'll pick them up. And our emphasis is then to go and get them out to the outlying food pantries. The State College Food Bank has historically said, hey, we're in better shape than Snowshoe, Mountain, Phillipsburg, yep. Penns Valley, Howard, et cetera. So we will then go and take that food that we get. If 15% of the children are from Center Hall, then we'll pass on about 15% of the food with the toys to Center Hall. The fire companies come and pick up the toys and then the food and take them to the representative food pantry.
Again, toys of any kind are welcome, but greater need for the 10 and above, if you can find that age range with supplies, gifts that would be appropriate.
Yeah, and so it's not just quote-unquote toys. Yeah.
And the monetary donations, okay to drop those off at the drop points for the Toys for Tots?
I wouldn't recommend it either,
but I wanted to have you. So where should they send if they're looking to make a monetary donation? How should they go about that?
Well, I mean, the best thing would be to go to the Toys for Tots website. If you just go to Toys for Tots and make a donation, then it's national. But if you do go and either drop down to Pennsylvania and then Center County, that will go to us locally. Or if you go to lamont-pa.toysfortots.org, and again, why is it Lamont? That the Marine Corps started the foundation in 1990. We've been doing it since 1987. When they created the foundation, the Marine Corps League, we happen to have a P.O. box in Lamont. So lamont-pa.toysfortots.org.
There you have it.
That's a long address, but a good address.
It is a great address.
All right, now, Gene, my hearing is not the best, Gene. It just isn't for various reasons. How many drop-off points do you have in Center County?
There are right now around 250, and that does not include companies that are collecting just within their own ranks. They're not really open to the public.
Huh. Gene, I'm stunned by that number. 200, that's a ton.
You know, there may be some people that are interested in helping provide toys for needy children during the holidays under the auspices of the Marine Corps.
I was going to say, okay, follow up. How many people are involved here? You obviously are. How many people?
Well, we've got a cadre of about 20, 25 folks that, you know, between some of the Marine Corps leaguers, that they will go out to certain locations and drop off boxes and posters. But like many veterans organizations, we're losing folks faster than we're gaining them. So new locations, I ask, can you pick up a box and poster? We have them pre-positioned in three locations. And the toys and any food you have, can you take them to the Penn Stater where we process them? Which we'll be doing that starting December 13th. So the Penn Stater, since 1997, has donated a space that we can invite the public to come out and help us wrap. And at this point, we already have filled the list, if you will, for the Saturday. We always have a special session for youth groups and scout troops, then open to the public. We still have some slots for Sunday afternoon. And if weather cooperates and people are able to get out, we'll have that pretty well done by the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, except for final cleanup, inventorying and getting it ready for the final move out, which then on December 17th at 6 p.m., we could use about 150 people to do a bucket brigade, move the stuff out of the rooms, across the corridor, down the hall, down two flights of stairs, and Alphas and Bollesburg Fire Companies will be there, and Hawbakers will have a semi, and we've got about three or four other box trucks that will help us move the last of the stuff out.
And with the wrapping event, I know we still call it a wrapping event,
yes.
but it's really a what a sorting and
bagging and
figuring out event.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that and why the change there from the pandemic.
Well, I mean, since 1997 until the pandemic, everything was donated: the wrapping paper, the scissors, the tape, the labels, and invite the public open-ended. We've had as many as over 300 scouts and youth come out at a session. That kept us busy. and we ended up wrapping somewhere typically between 10,000 and 12,000 toys. But COVID hit. And even though it was late in the year of COVID, we were still restricted. We couldn't have more than 75 people. And so my wife, Donna, she said, hey, why don't we go and again, donated. And we had 13-gallon white bags, and on the bag is marked the age and gender of the child to match up with the food pantry's list. And we would put in four items per child, two for a grandchild where a grandparent may qualify, and then go and pre-position those by food pantry for the fire companies again to pick them up. Well, when the COVID abated, we then asked the food pantries, okay, you're ready for us to go back to wrapping? And we heard, well, they said, you're giving us the wrapping paper in bulk, and the parents now are more actively engaged, and we like it better this way. The only negative from my perspective is now I need to sort of monitor, because if we get more than about 75 people, we really run out of things to have them do.
Yeah. Anything that we didn't ask you that you want to get out, either about the campaign, volunteer opportunities, particular needs, anything else that you wanted to get out here?
Probably the key thing is we have 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today, we'll be moving in to the Penn Stater. Navy ROTC will be providing a lot of the manpower. Army Reserve trucks, again, Hawbaker with a tractor trailer. And I've got three box trucks, one starting out in Pleasant Gap, one in Penns Valley, and one here in State College. And they'll be going around to about 40, 45 locations. Again, those companies that typically pretty much not really open to the public. And all that stuff moves into the Penn Stater, get it set up, and then Saturday morning, youth and scout troops start coming in.
Amazing.
So the old line, sooner rather than later, fits here. You folks would prefer people giving sooner rather than later.
Yeah. I mean, over the next week or so, I know I hear some of our folks that do go out and pick up that their family rooms start getting full of bags of toys. The Penn Stater will have space for us for stories starting November 30th. So, yeah, I mean, that would be a really good time, because by then, hey, our folks can go and move that stuff into those storage areas.
All right. Well, again, I'm still blown away at 250 points across the county that are collecting. That's unbelievable. How do people find these points?
Well, they should see these collection boxes, but otherwise, go to lamont-pa.toysfortots.org, and under Donate a Toy, you will see that list.
Okay, so it's listed on the website. So I want to find someplace close to where I live or something. I can find that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, many of the banks and all of the Mount Nittany physician group offices.
Yeah.
There's like 20-some of them that have them. So you shouldn't have to really go too far but to see one of those collection boxes. And, again, on those boxes, have a QR code that if wishing to go and make a monetary donation instead of going out and trying to find something, that works for us too. The one aspect about that, we always want folks to understand that the money we're collecting now, unless something really happens that we've got to dip into it, the money we're collecting now is what we're going to be spending by next August, beginning of September. What we spent already this year was from last year. So working forward, because have to purchase from those wholesalers before Christmas.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gene, I should know this. Is there a box in this building that we're in? Is this a point?
I don't believe so.
Is it too late to make it a point?
It's not too late. We can make that happen.
Can you get us a box? I mean, we've got a big, like a common area here in our building. There's a bunch of businesses here in this building.
Yes.
We should have a box out in that common area.
I think we can make that happen.
Okay, let's do it. Mm. Very good.
Good thought.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming in. Now, real quick, you're wearing some Toys for Tots clothing right here. You're telling me that the Toys for Tot logo there, Walt Disney drew that.
He did.
I didn't know that.
On a napkin.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Okay. Folks, here's a chance to help out our neighbors in need. And I'll kind of echo something Jeff said. We keep hearing over and over, food banks, more need, more need, more need. Yeah. Gene, I'm thinking there's going to have to be more need when it comes to what you folks are doing.
Well, and the reach of Toys for Tots is going beyond Christmas. I mean, for 11 years now, they've had a literacy program and millions of books going to Title I schools. Another 225,000 approximately Native Americans. It's becoming much more of a year-round kind of thing and a holistic, as they say, thing. And at our kickoff breakfast a couple of years ago, I reported that we came up 10,000 children short. 10,000 short of 10 million children being served by Toys for Tots.
Wow.
Last year, it was over 12 million. So it does continue to grow. And, to me, it's amazing. I went to the Toys for Tots coordinator conference, and it appeared as though at least a third of the coordinators were not prior military. I mean, you know, just people that they have to apply, background check, all that kind of stuff, and have to comply with all the requirements we have to do, reporting to the Toys for Tots Foundation. But it's really neat to see how many, quote-unquote, civilians are really doing this.
And, again, you'll take toys and supplies, maybe more accurately for
wrapping
kids
paper
of all ages. But yeah, I was going to say, are there other needs? Obviously, monetary donations would be certainly very welcome. But other needs, I think. Is there a group that supplies the blankets, or is that, or are they they're just individual donations as well? I don't know about
blankets.
Okay,
I mean, that's not well. Now, one of the things we do purchase are sleeping bags that seem to go really well for the older age kids, slumber parties, and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. And so again, find one of those 250 or so locations, or go online and make a monetary donation. And Jane, as always, we appreciate the time and appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, thank you.